Now here's Jenny to introduce our second set of news stories.
Christmas is coming, and there were many stories this week about forthcoming events in Eton Park, the Norfolk Showground and St Augustine Street in Norwich and in Attleborough and Thursford. The Weekly Agricultural Review also had a Christmas theme with a report on turkey production. Phil will start with this early bunch of Christmas stories.
You can ride a miniature steam train through an illuminated tunnel of lights this Christmas. The light tunnel will return to the miniature railway at Eton Park on Sundays from December the 3rd. The event sees the tunnels around the track of the Norwich Park decked with twinkling Christmas lights for the special festive journeys. Each ride lasts around 10 minutes and fares cost just £1 for children and £1.50 for adults. Steve Adams, a driver and guard for the railway, said, "The steam engines we use are coal-fired and work exactly the same as mainline full-size locomotives. All of the money raised goes back to the railway for maintenance of the locomotives and track. It'll be big, bright and an amazing festival treat for the whole family." The tunnel will be lit up between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on the selected days. Booking is not required.
Get your skates on, as Winter Wonderland has returned to a venue on the outskirts of Norwich, and it features an ice rink. The event is back at Norfolk Showground for its second festive season. It is open daily until Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2024, and the big draw for many visitors is the huge real ice rink. There is also a Santa's Grotto, a real Christmas tree maze, festive street food, bars and live music. The giant observation wheel can be enjoyed by all ages and each pod holds up to 6 people. Entry costs £4 for children, £5 for teens and adults and under 2s go free.
A late-night Christmas shopping event is returning to a vibrant NR3 street for its second year by popular demand. The event will take place along St Augustine Street in Norwich on Saturday, December the 16th, 2023, from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. There are 18 businesses involved, including Norfolk Retro, with vintage furniture and homewares, Fashion Boutique, 93 Store and the Hashery Cafe. Especially for the late night shopping event, there will be mulled wine, mince pies, discounts and giveaways. Some artist studios that are not normally open to the public will also welcome visitors. St Augustine's Church will be open for carols and cocoa on the night.
The Christmas Carnival and Fair returns to Attleborough on Sunday from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. with free entry. Santa will be in his grotto from 2 p.m. in Attleborough Sports Hall, which costs £3 per child, payable by cash only, and it includes a present. The Christmas lights will then be switched on by Father Christmas at 4:15 p.m. in Queen's Square.
The Thursford Christmas Spectacular was named one of the 50 best Christmas shows, concerts and films to see this December by The Telegraph. This year's spectacular launched at Thursford Steam Museum on Wednesday, November the 8th. The Telegraph's article said, "There's no bigger seasonal celebration in the UK than Thursford's old-school combination of circus, comedy, song and dance, delivered by a cast of 130. Steam engines and Wurlitzers bring added nostalgia."
Norfolk poultry producers have started their Christmas turkey campaign early this year, as anxious farmers pray for a reprieve from the devastation of bird flu. Traditional Norfolk Poultry at TNP, based in Shropham near Attleborough, lost almost 300,000 birds on 8 farms last autumn, when the region became the epicentre of the nation's worst ever avian influenza outbreak. Some of those farms have only just seen their flocks return after a lengthy clean-up operation. But although the risk level is now much lower, a confirmed case in Lincolnshire on November the 9th, is a timely reminder that the disease remains a threat to this key East Anglian farm sector. So this year, TNP began processing turkeys 10 days earlier than usual, in the first week of November, partly as a risk mitigation measure to get free-range poultry off the land before the infection risk from migrating wild birds rises during the winter. Managing Director Mark Gorton said the company is taking all possible precautions to prevent a repeat of last year's losses. There's a huge amount of training with the staff on biosecurity, bird-proofing all the sheds, anything we can do to keep the wild birds away, he said. Last year we stopped all visitors to farms, but even now we don't go to farms unless we really need to. And when we are filling our turkey sheds up with straw, we take it straight off the harvest field into the shed so it is not sitting around letting all the birds perch on it. Mr. Gorton said vaccination will be the long-term solution to bird flu, and he's optimistic the first UK trials could happen next year if legislation allows.